case number 10606, Peter P. DeMarie II, west of Route 1, south of Bayberry Road, being Lot 3 within Middlesex Beach, a special use exception to place a manufactured home as an office and a variance for an additional ground sign.
Both of you gentlemen going to speak? Whoever's going to speak, come on up here. Need your name and place of residence, please.
My name is John Murray. My place of residence is 20761 Robinsonville Road, Lewis, Delaware.
All right. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
All right, thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Could you explain your case to the board, please?
Yes. My name is John Murray. I'm a project manager with Kircher Engineering. We're located here in Georgetown. With me this evening is Mr. Peter DeMarie, the property owner. We're here this evening because, quite frankly, to clean up a little bit of a mess. The plan that you have before you shows the location of a temporary building that's located on our client's property along southbound Route 1 in Middlesex Beach. If you're familiar with the property, for the last 30 years, there was a permanent building on that site, real estate sales. We came under contract, our firm did, with Mr. DeMarie to obtain regulatory agency approvals for the placement of a new permanent building. Unfortunately, prior to our involvement with the project, Mr. DeMarie had been dealing with another consultant. And the consultant at that time had given him a somewhat unrealistic turnaround time as to when he could expect to obtain his regulatory agency approvals, and noted that it would be okay if he were to demolish his permanent building that was there, and that it was okay if he placed the temporary building on the site for his use until the new permanent building was constructed. Obviously, that's when violation notice came from Sussex County, notifying our client that, you know, there's proper procedure, that being what we're here for this evening, to get the approval to place the temporary building on the site for the use as a temporary office until the permanent building was constructed. So in the time since we began our involvement with Mr. DeMarie, we obtained all applicable regulatory agency approvals for the placement of the permanent structure, that being from the Sussex Conservation District, the Office of the State Fire Marshal, and the Delaware Department of Transportation. But again, we have the building, as you see on your plan, the temporary building that's on site. So what we're here for this evening is to ask permission for the special use exception to use the temporary building that is on site now as a temporary office up until the time when the permanent building is to be constructed. Our client intends on beginning that construction in September of this year. Right now, we're up against moratoriums from Middlesex Beach and the Department of Transportation, where we can't do any work until after Labor Day. So our client has been actively obtaining bids from construction companies that would be able to do all site work and to erect the building. He's working on his final selections now. So I just wanted that to be noted, just so there wasn't any question as to how long exactly this temporary building was going to be there. Once construction would commence, I don't know if Peter, I don't know if you have an idea of when the shell of the building may be erected and you may be inside.
He's going to talk.
That's okay. The reason I asked
you. You need to come forward, sir. Be sworn in. You're going to. Please.
Name and address.
Peter DeMarie. 1 DeMarie Drive, Ocean View, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do. Thank you.
Now you may go forward, sir.
Because we're trying to time it, because there's we start in September, we build the shell. Hopefully, we'll be done in May. And then Middlesex Beach has a summer build moratorium. We take a break, and then we go back and fit it out the following September.
September.
Yeah, because we have to follow those guidelines, because we're bonded, 5% of total cost, so we don't want to make any violations. So that's what we're planning. Of course, if we could finish it in the 8-month gap, which I doubt, because it is a pretty good-sized building, we would. But I want to be realistic with you.
Oh, 2 years.
2 years at the worst case scenario is what we would ask.
Okay. Thank you.
Also, as part of our application, there's notation about the signage on the property. If you visited the property, you'll see that there's a permanent sign along the Route 1 frontage for Mr. Demery's business. There are also two smaller billboard-type signs, you know, traditionally used for being able to replace the lettering, the wording that Mr. Demery has used for, you know, showing specific listings of properties. That was something until we received the violation notice that there was an issue with the signs. Obviously, it's not something that we had really taken a good look at in the past. The signs have been there since Mr. Demery's owned the property for 30 years. So it wasn't really until he received the violation about the temporary building that there was a cause for concern about the signage. We had always envisioned that the signage that was there and that had been there for 30 years would remain. So that is something else this evening that we're asking for, is to be able to leave the signs that exist on the property as is.
Okay. And the signs will come down when the building's done. It's just, we want those just there for temporary. Okay. They're not, you know, the parking lot's going to be there, and then we're going to relocate one of the sign or put a new sign up. We've had those signs there for 30 years, and we've paid DelDOT and all the fees that we've had. I don't know if there was a ordinance at the time, but we will be taking those down when we probably when the shell is done and the parking lot's put up.
Okay. Well, how long has that trailer been there?
2 years.
2 years. And there was no permit obtained to put it there?
Mm-hmm. Not from the county. We had permission from the Middlesex Beach Association. And it's going to be used mostly for, you know, construction trailer as well for us.
Okay. So it's been approximately 2 years?
Maybe a little more.
Okay.
Approximately.
All right. Thank you. Okay. Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
Yeah, you turn the real big sign down, too? I mean, it's everything.
I believe that's the sign that's going to be relocated.
Or tore
down. Sir, you need to come up here if you're going to answer his questions. I appreciate it. Stay up until we're finished, if you
Thank
would.
You. That sign will come down.
And be
And a new sign will be put up that follows all the new guidelines of the county and Middlesex Beach.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But all, they will be coming down, yes.
Okay. Mr. Mills?
No question.
Okay. Hearing no question? Okay. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application, Madam Secretary? Do you have anything in favor?
No correspondence, no.
Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none?
Mr. Chairman, I do have three letters in opposition, though.
Three in opposition?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Would you want to just highlight that, please?
One from Dennis and Marguerite Wolf. One from Dorothy Eunice. And one from the Leon Billings, the president of the Homeowners Association.
What's
her?
Basically, this that the association objects to both special use exceptions requested by the applicant for the continued placement of a trailer and use thereof as an office on his Middlesex Beach property, as well as his request for a variance for additional signage on the property. Basically due to the restrictive covenants of Middlesex Beach.
Okay. Sir, do you want to come back up for a minute?
Can I ask her one more
sure,
thing?
Sure. Yeah,
that's okay. The individuals, are they residents of Middlesex or nearby?
Dennis and Marguerite Wolf are Lot 26 Short Road in Middlesex Beach. The other one must have a summer home there because this letter came from University Park, Maryland, Forest Hill Drive.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hearing no other opposition.
Have you guys worked with the Owners Association?
Well, we had permission from them to put the trailer there before. I mean, they knew it was there, and you know, it was allowed. I mean, we wouldn't have done it. We would have been notified, I'm sure, you are well aware of Middlesex Beach. We would have been notified by an attorney from them if they opposed to it other than just some letters. So mm-hmm. we were okay with that. They were. We didn't think we had a problem with them. And I was surprised that Mr.
Have you spoke to them about your plans forward now about this coming down?
A little bit. I mean, a couple of them are here, and we've talked to them and stuff, and they want to see the trailer off. And so we want the trailer off, too, but we want to build the building and move forward in a very orderly fashion, I guess. The only other thing we could do is we could put the trailer in a different location, which would, just drag things along even more.
Mm-hmm. And since tearing down, obviously you planned the project and so forth, and now the trailer's been there for 2 years, what's held up the start of the project?
We went to the first engineer, and he did everything was wrong. I mean, it was just amazing how many errors were made, and we didn't realize it until we got well into the project. And then we actually submitted plans to Middlesex Beach, and we actually gave them $75,000 towards the bond, and they didn't like something, so they returned the bond as well, which was I thought was very nice of them, because and then the economy, it just kind of slowed everything up as well. I mean, we kind of thought, man, it's a big building to build in this environment. So now we're seeing things break loose a little bit, and we want to get started at the first good opportunity. So it was mainly a previous engineer who he told us about the trailer. He didn't have county approval, told us we did. I mean, it was quite a mess.
Okay.
And then Middlesex Beach also, we submitted our plans to them, and they returned our money. So it kind of... It's just the fall of the cards. I just go with it the way it was meant to be, and that's why I'm here.
I would also like to add that when our firm took over and we started working on the engineering side, site plans, we had a substantial delay from the Department of Transportation. Mm-hmm. With regard to stormwater runoff, we had performed an original design and were basically about to get approval from the Department of Natural Resources for that design, and then DLDOT stepped in. They didn't like something about the design, so we kind of had to meet with them, go back, redesign the stormwater management, and that actually caused a significant delay with the department. So with regard to permitting, that really kind of threw a monkey wrench into things, because I know Mr. Demery was ready essentially to get started, and the engineer and the consultant he was working with before us had given a timeline on when he thought he'd have all his permits, and unfortunately the original deadline that the first engineer gave him versus what we had talked with him about was different by, I'd say, a year.
Okay.
Sergeant, you said the trailer had been there for 2 years and it had no problem with that?
Those are the first letters I've heard and the over 2 years that I've been in that trailer.
So. And you did say you probably could move that trailer?
Pardon?
You said you could move that trailer somewhere else? On the lot, I mean?
That's what one of the members told me once. They said because of where it is, you could move it in and make it like a house. But then that's right in the middle of where we're going to build the office. So it really wouldn't work. I mean, I don't see any other place to move it. To meet the Middlesex Beach requirements, I could move it somewhere else. It wouldn't be feasible from a construction standpoint. It would just make no sense. And it's been there I don't know if there's pictures, but it's very well, neat, located in the back. We keep it clean. No trash, not a lot of cars. So they did approve it at one time. They haven't really complained for 2 years, and those are the first letters I've heard of any complaints about it that I've officially got.
Okay.
So it's news to me.
Thank you. And hearing no other opposition, chair will entertain a motion.
Chairman, I'd like to move we take case number 10606 under advisement, please.
Do you have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Workman that we take case number 10606 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Sir, your case has been taken under advisement this evening. What that means, there may be a decision made here later on this evening. You could stay if you would like, or you may call the office in the morning after 9 o'clock.
Thank you.
Okay? Thank you. Next case, please.
Case number 10,006.